Chapter 1.4, Ethics and Professional Responsibilities. The practice of past life regression, PLR, therapy is a profound intervention that delves into the deepest layers of an individual's psyche. As such, it carries with it a significant weight of ethical and professional responsibilities. The trust placed by clients in the hands of a PLR therapist is immense, reflecting a compelling need for a strong ethical framework and adherence to professional conduct to ensure safety, respect, and efficacy during sessions. One of the primary ethical considerations is informed consent. Clients must be fully briefed about the nature of PLR therapy, its potential outcomes, and possible emotional risks. Take, for instance, a client who emerges from a regression session feeling disoriented or vulnerable after confronting intense past life experiences. Prior informed consent, which includes briefing on these possible reactions, ensures that the client is both physically and mentally prepared for the session and understands the therapeutic process they are embarking upon. Confidentiality is another pillar of ethical PLR practice. Anecdotal evidence from practitioners recounts the deep personal revelations and at times unsettling narratives that clients share during regressions. It is imperative that these are kept strictly confidential, protected with the same diligence afforded to medical history or personal records in other therapeutic contexts. In terms of professional responsibilities, a PLR therapist must maintain clear boundaries between themselves and their clients. The therapist-client relationship should, as in the case of a PLR therapist who discovered a close karmic connection with a client through a regression session, always prioritize the client's well-being and steer clear of any personal entanglements or dual relationships that could compromise professional integrity. Moreover, practitioners must recognize the limits of their expertise. For example, if a client encounters a severe emotional reaction that the PLR therapist is unqualified to address, a referral to a licensed mental health professional should be made. PLR therapists should have a network of contacts within the broader mental health community for such cases and should never attempt to work beyond their scope of practice. Furthermore, reflecting on the ethical duty to do no harm, PLR therapists must ensure that they do not implant suggestions or lead the client during sessions. Every recollection should arise spontaneously from the client's own psyche. Similarly, therapists should avoid making far-reaching claims about the effectiveness or certainty of outcomes in PLR therapy, as this could set unrealistic expectations for clients. In all respects, the integrity and professionalism of PLR therapists directly impact the healing and transformative potential of the modality. Each practitioner's dedication to their craft, continual education, and commitment to their client's highest good define the cornerstone of ethical PLR practice. Essential ethical and professional elements to remember. Informed consent is critical before initiating PLR sessions. Therapists must maintain strict confidentiality for all client disclosures during regression. Clear therapist-client boundaries are vital to protect both parties and maintain professional integrity. PLR practitioners should acknowledge their professional limits and collaborate with mental health experts when necessary. Caution must be exercised to avoid leading clients or implanting suggestions during regressions. Ethical practice includes managing expectations and not overstating the capabilities of PLR therapy. Continued professional development and self-reflection are keys to upholding high ethical standards in PLR practice.